We're back on the air, and welcome back to Radio Entrepreneurs. My name is Jeffrey Davis. I want to thank everybody involved with the show as we're getting towards 1 million listeners and connections. I want to thank the staff, Chris, Nathan, they're great. Jonathan for filling in, the whole Radio Entrepreneurs reporters and sponsors. I don't want to go through them all. Just a great team. And I want to thank our next guest, even before she starts, Sarah Baldiga. I'll get it right one of these days. CEO and founder of Rise Above Foundation. Right?
That's right.
Well, I love the name, Rise Above.
Thank you.
So tell us what you do.
Sure. So we are a nonprofit organization that works with kids in foster care here in Massachusetts. We provide the funding for them to participate in extracurricular activities. So we pay for their sports, their music, their summer camp, really anything that they want to do.
So how was this organization created? How long has it been around?
Yeah, we got started in 2009, so we're celebrating 10 years this year. I'm one of the co-founders. My two fellow co-founders, when we got started, were social workers for the Department of Children and Families in Massachusetts. And they really saw a need with the kids that they were working with to have the funds to be able to participate in these activities. So we started Rise Above to try to solve that. And 10 years later, we've served over 5,000 kids and given out $1 million in funds to give them access to activities.
Wow. So you must have, with that kind of money, you must have affected a lot of children.
Yeah. It's pretty great to hear from social workers and foster parents, kids themselves, to hear about how we gave them joy or the opportunity to participate in the same things that their peers are doing. It's very rewarding.
Can you give me a little bit more of the mechanics of sort of like how you put the whole thing together to make it work? I mean,
sure.
There must be a lot of moving parts to this.
Yeah. So when we got started, we sort of modeled the programming on an organization in Arizona, the Arizona Friends of Foster Children, and they've been around for 30 plus years. And they had a pretty straightforward request process for foster parents or social workers to fill out and let us, request an activity for a youth. So we were excited to collaborate with them in sort of as we got started and have them as supporters as we create our own application and sort of the back end systems for the structure of the organization. For the first 6 years, we were all volunteers. I started on Rise Above's payroll just 4 years ago, and I'm still the only full-time employee. We have two part-time folks as well, but we're still small but mighty in that respect.
How big is your footprint?
We serve the whole state.
So it's for Massachusetts.
That's right. Yeah.
Interesting. And who tends to do your funding for you? Where do you get most of your money?
We are all privately funded. So no state or federal funds. We have more than half of our funding coming from foundation and corporate supporters. And then the rest is individual donations.
So let's get a little bit of your background. How did, sure. Before you were at Rise Above and how you ended up coming to Rise Above.
Sure. I was sort of in the right place at the right time when I met my co-founders. I was working side by side with them at the Department of Children and Families. I was just finishing up my master's in nonprofit management. So they approached me because they thought I knew how to start a nonprofit, which they don't cover that in grad school. I was certainly passionate about the cause and I had worked in nonprofits for a little bit. And, certainly growing up, my family had instilled in me the value of giving back, and I sort of knew I wanted to be doing that for my whole life. So I feel pretty fortunate that I met my two co-founders and were able to launch this.
Tell us about your two co-founders.
Sure. Wade Salzman is still a social worker at the Department of Children and Families. And my the other co-founder, Mercedes, was also a social worker. She actually passed away 7 years ago. They had obviously a lot of experience working with kids in foster care directly.
What are the biggest challenges you're facing today?
I would say say that, I mean, certainly funding is always an issue. Our budget this year is over $400,000, so every year we have to raise that again. We have a lot of great supporters that stick with us every year, but in order to keep growing, we want to we need more funds. Last year, we served over a little over 1,000 kids, and there are 10,000 kids in foster care in Massachusetts. So our goal is to be able to serve every kid in foster care every year.
Do you keep an alumni of the kids so that you keep them connected through life?
We that's a little challenging for confidentiality reasons to sort of keep track of them. Unfortunately, as well, youth in foster care tend to move around a lot, either to other foster homes or maybe they are able to move home. So not really. That's a bit of a challenge.
But I assume they get close with people for life. They make friends for life or no?
Yeah, giving them the ability to join a softball team or to be in the school band, those are opportunities that they have to make new friends to meet a mentor or, you know, a coach that's going to support them long term. So that's sort of, simplistic view of our organization is that we're giving kids the opportunity to do activities, but then, you know, the deeper is this, that they're making lifelong connections, that they're having opportunities to, that they're beneficial to their physical and mental and social well-being as well.
Do you feel that there are societal biases that you have to deal with every day?
I think, I'm not sure biases, but I think foster care is something that's sort of under the radar for most people, and unless you've had personal experience or know someone that did, it's kind of a quiet issue. As I said, there are over 10,000 kids in our state that are in foster care, and I think that's certainly a number that most people are not aware of. It's a quiet problem, but it's not a small problem.
Okay. Sarah, if someone were looking to connect with you, help you, support you in any way at Rise Above Foundation, how would they find you?
We have a website, of course, weriseabove.org, and we're on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram, too. We're always looking for, of course, donations, but there are other ways to help. We have projects where we're looking for items for our college care packages that we send to youth that are in the foster care system but attending college. So we send them a box of dorm goodies a couple times a year to encourage them. We have a project where we help youth that are leaving foster care at 18 or to 22 to sort of help them set up their first apartment. So we're always looking for folks to jump in any way that they can.
Thank you very much. I appreciate it. And we hope you come back again and we continued success for Rise Above. My name is Jeffrey Davis, and this is Radio Entrepreneurs.